Today is July 8th, 2016. This is Bro Steph, and welcome to Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph on the podcast today. I want to talk about the strange days we seem to be experiencing in our generation. And I want to start this off with Judges chapter 17, verse 6. And it's a very, very interesting comment. I guess that's what I'm, or no, it's kind of like a pronouncement that God, through His Holy Spirit, made here. Anyway, Judges 17, verse 6. And those, these are the days preceding the kings are about to come on to the scene. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. You know, gosh, that's what it seems like in our generation today, if you ask me. Everyone seems, at least those in leadership positions, those running the country or those who want to run the country, corporations, CEOs, it just seems to be pervasive amongst those in leadership. It seems like no one follows a moral standard anymore, and everyone is doing what's right in their own eyes. I mean, just look at last night in Dallas, Texas, what happened. Some guy decides, or group of people decide they want to start killing police. So they do what's right in their own eyes, and they start killing police officers. As of right now, 5 police officers have died, and 7 are injured. And for a single police department, that's a lot of police officers dead in one night. I mean, that's just unheard of. So, quite an event. If I sound a little perplexed, I am. I am very perplexed by what I'm seeing going on around me. And I'm not shocked by it. I mean, you know how, like, when you were a little kid and you were going to do something fun with your parents, you knew the day was coming. And then when it arrived, you were all excited. And it was like, you were just so full of excitement, you could hardly stand it. But you knew the event was going to come. And that at some point within a 7-day period, this thing you were excited about, you were going to be doing it. And yet when it happened, you were just excited about it. Well, that's how these days are for me. You know, I've read in the Bible about these days that we're living in now, that they were coming. And I knew that it pointed to the return of Jesus, our Savior, Messiah. And so I was excited that the days would come and that we would be that much closer to being with the Lord. And now that the days are here, it's like, really? I mean, it's far worse so far than I even imagined that it would be. And so I'm not shocked. I am perplexed by it. And I'm grieved in my heart that the simplest things we seem to struggle with as a society in our culture. I mean, I don't want to get political, but this Hillary Clinton fiasco, she should be indicted. I don't care what political persuasion you are. Set that aside. This woman should be indicted. She should be brought up on charges, and we should be doing everything we can to keep her away from the presidency. She's not capable. I mean, I did a post I did a post in Facebook and I asked the question, if Joe Blow, I mean, just put Hillary Clinton on the shelf. If Joe Blow did this and you were interviewing Joe Blow for a job and this showed up in his history, this kind of negligent behavior and not being able to keep top secret information secret, would you hire him to do your banking for you? And everyone on Facebook said absolutely not. And yet, there are those in this country that are willing to put Hillary Clinton into the highest office in America, knowing that she was reckless with top secret information that put American lives in jeopardy. Enough said. And then the Dallas thing, and then the Orlando thing, and then, you know, we seem to struggle with the simplest of moral issues. Should a man use a woman's restroom? I mean, really? Do we have to negotiate that? We don't know that that's wrong? And so, I am vexed. I am perplexed. I am just stupefied over all of this nonsense. And yet this is the direction our country has gone in. So what does it leave me to believe? You know, some are going, oh, we're seeing the judgment of God. No, we're not seeing the judgment of God. We're seeing the effects of judgment that's already been pronounced on the United States of America. We're seeing the effects. You remember when the Lord and Nicodemus were meeting? And the Lord said to Nicodemus, you know, this is how you see the Spirit. You see the trees moving. You know, when the wind blows, you don't see the wind. You see the trees moving. Well, that's how it is with the Holy Spirit. You don't see him. You see the effects that he creates. You see a life change. You see someone who was just mean and nasty become loving and gentle. Well, so it is with the Holy Spirit. So it is with the judgment of God. Just go back and read Noah, the story of Noah. Read the story of Lot. Read Revelation chapter 19. The effects that we're seeing now are indicators that God's judgment's been already pronounced years ago on the United States. And since 9/11, things have just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. So we're living in the days of the effects of the judgment of God. How do we hold back God's hand of anger and wrath? There's only one way as a nation, to humble ourselves as a nation. And I mean, everyone in the country has to drop to their knees, confess their sin before the God of the universe, repent, do an about face, be willing to stop that sin, ask for forgiveness, and praise the Lord. And in our hearts, make a decision that we're going to follow him no matter what. That's the only way you're going to stay God's hand. I mean, that's what the Ninevites had to do, right? The whole country repented and God stayed the judgment. Eventually it came, but God held it back and stopped the effects of his judgment because the people repented. And so now in this country, it's time to repent and to say no to sin and yes to God, yes to Jesus Christ. Turn from your wicked ways. That's what God's saying. And beg for God's mercy. Live out your faith. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming back soon. And if you don't know the Lord, go to brosteph.com. Brosteph.com. And I'll see you on another Prophecy Insights. Bye for now.